Shalom and welcome to another couple of hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Each week I try to bring you music of interest, and I've been getting some good feedback concerning Yiddish and some other things that I've been playing around with. I'm always interested in your comments and requests. So, how was your Seder? How were your Sidurim? It's such a great time of year, isn't it? To reconnect with family and friends and with the spring and the renewal and all the holidays appropriate for this season. And I hope that you've had the opportunity to be with your family. It's a very special time, very, very special time. Okay, as I have mentioned, or as you're aware, next week I'll be on my way to Israel, and I've prepared three really interesting programs for while I'm away. So, as a matter of fact, it's a guarantee, triple your money back guarantee, that you'll enjoy them. In any event, let's get right to the music. It's certainly appropriate with the holidays and the celebrations that we have, Yom HaShoah, Yom HaTzmaut, and so forth, that we begin with the Sal Zim singing his own composition of Avinu Sheba Shemayim. Sal Zim.
Name
Okay, Saul Zim, and one more selection, a composition by Saul. This is Seam, Shalom.
Shalom, tova uvracha, chen v'chesed v'rachamim, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, amecha.
Toy, 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 toy את עמך ולברך את עמך ישראל בכל עת וכל שעה בשלומך
Okay, Saul Zim with two of his compositions. Grand Peace, for sure. Sim Shalom. Okay, let's go back a few years. The next artist is the late cantor Ari Brown. Ari, it's B-R-A-U-N, but they say it was pronounced Brown. Ari Brown, formerly the chief cantor of the Israeli Armed Forces. The prayer for the state of Israel, recorded about 20 years ago. A technical problem. Let's see if I can solve this rather quickly without going off the air. Let's see. This should be Avinu Shebashamayim. Ari Braun. Okay, you'll forgive me. Here comes the prayer for the state of Israel, and then we'll play the Shekhinah Machtenbergs later. Okay. Okay, that was a composition by Adler. And, you know, when I have a little slip-up, I always say that's a technical problem. What it means is I hit the wrong button. Oh, it happens sometimes. Come on. You know, that's the way life is. Sometimes you hit the wrong button. Okay, this is the Machtenberg Shehechiano. My mother loved this particular selection with Ari Brown.
Baruch ata Hashem Elokeinu לזמן הזה, לזמן הזה, לזמן הזה, הזה שחיינו וקימנו והגיענו לזמן הזה, שחיינו וקימנו והגיענו לזמן הזה, שחיינו וקימנו והגיענו לזמן הזה, הזה שחיינו וקימנו והגיענו לזמן הזה, שחיינו וקימנו והגיענו לזמן הזה, שחיינו וקימנו והגיענו לזמן הזה, הזה
Rousing. Okay, that was that was Ari Braun with Magdeburg Shehechiano. We'll hear the Yardeni selection or composition of Yibane by Ari Braun.
Ibane amigedash, irtione te male, irtione te male, irtione te male. Veshamenashir, shirchadash, shirchadash, ovir nana. Irtione te male, irtione te male.
direzione te male. Lasciame nascir, lasciame nascir, scire quadra, scire quadra, ovire nanna nale. Ibanne ami la girzione te male, Ibanne ami la girzione te male, Sham nashiri giri gada shuvide na 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 le. Sham nashiri giri gada shuvide na 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 le. Irziane te male.
Ibane Ari Brown. David Reutemann, born in Russia in 1884. He died in New York in 1943. In 1909, Reutemann became chief cantor in Vilna. In 1912, he went to St. Petersburg, but at the onset of the Russian Revolution in 1917, he then moved to Odessa, which was still comparatively peaceful, finding that increasingly hard to live under the Soviet regime. He eventually came to the United States in 1921. His first appearance here was at the Slonimer Synagogue in 1922. From 1924 until his death in 1943, he was the cantor of Congregation Shaare Tzedek in New York City. We'll be hearing David Reutemann, the first selection, a couple of selections. This is Yerushalayim Ircha, David Reutemann.
Be good, be your man.
Listening to classic Reutemann, his Oshamno Mikol Am.
Give me your troubles we've overcome.
Okay, David Reutemann. We'll next be hearing Cantor Gershon Sirota. He was born in 1874 near Odessa in Russia. He died in 1943 in the Warsaw Uprising, the Warsaw Ghetto. He began as a cantor in Odessa, then he moved to the Great Synagogue of Vilna around 1900. From there, he was called to the Tlamaki Synagogue of Warsaw, where he served for 19 years with ever-increasing fame. He came to America only on short concert tours, the first in 1912. Unlike the other famous cantors of this time who settled in the United States, Sirota preferred to remain in Warsaw. There he was killed together with his entire family in the Holocaust of the Warsaw Ghetto in 1943. Okay, these are some early recordings. We'll be hearing classic Ritze. That's Gershon Sirota. Gershon Sirota. Let's hear Sirota with Habein Yakir Lee. Most of the recordings that we have of Sirota were very, very early, recordings. And certainly the quality has certainly, well, it improved over the years, but we just don't have really clear recordings of Gershon, unfortunately. Okay, Józef Szliszky. He was born in Poland in 1894. He died in 1955 in New York. At the age of 10, Szliszky, with six other boys, were virtually kidnapped by a choir leader who told their parents that he was taking them to London, but instead he took them to Toronto in Canada. There, Szliszky managed to escape from the group. He lived with a rag dealer. When he was 13, he had his first cantorial position and sent for his parents as soon as he had saved up enough money. He attended the Royal Conservatory of Music in Toronto, from which he was graduated in 1917. And 2 years later, he made his singing debut in New York City. He held many important posts in New York, including one at the Slonimer Synagogue. A stroke tragically left him an invalid in 1940. So from 1940 to 1955, he was unable to sing. It's quite a tragedy. Let's hear Józef Szliszky, and this will be Tikantor Shabbos. Il
de yo no como me tiene solo.
Me dicen que si de Roma fue el señor, me dicen que si de Roma fue el señor. Oh,
dove mi sono fatto e lasciamo mi sono fatto e allora stato il venisco.
Joseph Schlisky. Okay, let's go for one more. This is Schlisky with Mizmor LeDavid. I think it's the 23rd Psalm. Yeah. Let me just get this straight. 12. Okay. Hey, Joseph Schlisky. How do you like that? The last 15 years of his life with a stroke. We missed out on a lot of great music with that. In any event, this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed these 2 hours of Jewish soul music. And I look forward to your partaking in the next 3 shows. And the end of April, I'll be back with raring to go, with continuing all this outstanding soul music. You know how to reach me if you have comments or requests. It's cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Thanks for joining with me, and shalom.